All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Michigan COVID recruiting violation penalties are out from the NCAA.
Okay.
3 years, to summarize, 3 years for probation, a fine, recruiting restrictions, and 1 year show cause for five individuals. And one former coach did not participate in the agreement.
Harbaugh.
Right. He's living in a van down by the river, literally by the ocean. That portion of the case will be separate. That one individual. So that's for the 2020 cheeseburger COVID.
JJ recruitment.
Let's just say the JJ recruitment. So, yes, that's what's coming down as of now. This has nothing to do with the sign stealing or ain't. That's a separate investigation.
See, what you and Evan had said is disturbing is that people couldn't differentiate between this and the cheating scandal. No. When I kept saying you were under dual NCAA investigation, this would be the part of the dual.
Oh, no, Mike. You have Michigan people celebrating like, see, there was no hammer that got dropped, no vacated victories.
That's not what this is. And this wasn't about. Nor would there be a vacated championship because the NCAA does not hand out the national championship. The college playoff committee. See, this is my issue with 2024. So many of you just can't even critically think anymore. You choose ideology over facts. Holy hell. Now, Rico and I, whoa, scumbag Sparty, told you all along it wasn't a cheeseburger. You idiots actually poked the NCAA to a point where the NCAA took the unprecedented step to go out and say it's not about a cheeseburger.
Well, how about this? If Harbaugh just takes the four-game suspension early,
none of it happens.
It's gone. It goes away.
But I think the reality here, this is the point, all right? You had the five show cause penalties. One of them is because Harbaugh refused to cooperate and outright lied to the NCAA. That's why all these coaches scattered. Mm-hmm. Now, the interesting part is going to be, does Sharon Moore have a show cause? Now, that doesn't mean he's automatically suspended because you could pre-negotiate that in. Right. But the point I want to make is this. If they are now on a three-year probation, and I don't know the answer to this, I'm asking or hypothesizing, if you're already on probation, what happens when the NCAA begins to hand you your notice on the sign stealing, on the Connor Stallions files? You treat a school differently when they're on probation than when they're not. They're a multi-time offender.
It's a great question because
I don't have the answer.
No, right. Because if you got, let's say you got pulled over and got two separate tickets.
What are you, Denard?
Well, yeah.
What the hell's going on down there, man? You hire coaches. Can you guys behave yourselves?
Yeah, you may be looking for another new coach.
No, you are, if the things you and I have heard about
right.
that situation.
Well, right now it's still allegedly.
Right, so I did not say anything.
But, one has nothing to do with the other. So it could be harder penalties that come down. And this is the one for Connor Stallions and the cheating scandal and, you know, what actually happened, what, how long did it go on, who knew what. We're still waiting on that as well. Now, unless it's, this investigation is going to go 3 years so that this penalty will lapse and then they get hit with another 3 years. Other than that, yeah, I don't know if how this next ruling will have to do with the first ruling.
Right. I think the biggest thing in all of it, again, it's you can say things a million times. It doesn't make it true. Like, you don't get to say it was about nothing. No, you cheated. They dropped a level one violation on you. Just, I told you all along, Harbaugh lied to him. Tried to get cute. What did he do? You know, this is my other beef. All these people who want to do revisionist history talking about how much Harbaugh loved you. Well, Harbaugh loved you just enough to get you into two NCAA investigations, pull a Pete Carroll and leave one step ahead of the posse, five show cause penalties. I have no idea what the recruiting violation stuff will be. I have no idea if they'll limit scholarships or not. I don't really care. None of that matters to me. What matters is calling you on your BS. You were so nervous about JJ going to a different school that you set up an illegal recruiting visit amidst a worldwide pandemic. You cheated.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I know our coach was a scumbag and did stupid stuff, and he ain't there no more. The point is, he was over Zoom, and you weren't even able to monitor your own players. And then you enhanced your cheating when you started doing this sign-stealing nonsense. So, no, I there's no huge victory. It's just you don't get to walk around saying it's a nothing burger.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But you don't.
But they actually are.
Some. Rico, again.
Some.
You can say it. It doesn't make it true.
No.
Because this factually proves it is true.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows you why these coaches scurried. And it also shows you why Sharon had such a hell of a time putting a staff together.
Bro, okay? If you're sitting up here
why
saying,
don't we just call it what it is?
Yeah.
The best you could do is hire a broken down NFL defensive coordinator who my organization was thrilled to see go bye-bye and who couldn't land another job in the NFL. Great. You got Wink Martindale. Right. He's perfect for you.
Right.
All sizzle, tons of hype. He'll wear the Pit Vipers. He'll do provocative things.
Yeah.
But the reality...
And two assistant coaches who won't be coaching a down for you in this fall.
And your big win about getting a coach from Ohio State, well, that's easy to do when your contract's not renewed. It's just true.
No, it is.
So, look, if Ohio State wanted to keep him, they would have. They blew, according to reports, blew north of $30 million this offseason on coaches and players.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't a money thing. They didn't want him.
Yeah, he was waiting at the mailbox like, wait, where's mine?
I'm interested to see where Sharon falls in all of this. And I don't know.
Well, remember, he had to serve a suspension early in the year last year. So he was one of the people that didn't get to coach a game. So you got to think that he's he was He's one of the five persons of interest. Now, how does this work? I don't know.
And again, there could be a pre-negotiated deal where, hey, I tried to do the right thing and my boss wouldn't. Well, I don't know.
You see, because the way it's thinking, the way it's looking is now all of a sudden Harbaugh's lawyer comes out and says, it looks like Michigan is backing up the bus on my client.
That's because your client lied and did whatever he had to do to get his way. Right, and got the hell out and left you with the bag. Of course Michigan's going to turn on him.
Yeah, maybe Moore was just like, look, in the end, I said, hey, Jim, here's the thing. Here's the evidence. I did my job. I gave it to the right people. The right people didn't do what they were supposed to do with it. Yeah. I don't know.
The biggest thing for me is just now, all right, if they're on probation for 3 years, you've got the violations.
It depends on when the next one gets.
Yeah, I don't know how it will be handled. I only know how it's been handled in the past.
Brother, I got a feeling that if you're Michigan, it may just be that statute of limitations where the 3 years lapse and they come out with the next penalty, because it's been how long since we been trying to figure out who was on Central Michigan sideline?
No, we figured it out because.
Right, but the NCAA,
you know, I won't
still
the next step. I'll just tell you, we know. I'm sure CMU is going to get around to it at some point. But no, my whole point is nothing really has to happen, like, because I can already hear some of the hyenas chirping, because it's already a win for the rest of the free world. You don't get to play. You don't get to say you're one thing when you're clearly another, which is fun for me.
Yeah.
So I don't, nothing else. Right. I told you.
You can't say we did it the right way.
Yeah,
because you won.
Right.
But if you didn't do it the right way.
Harbaugh leaving helps you in one regard. But the fact that it was five show causes, and the fact that I think it absolutely has hurt your program's ability to put a good staff there. Sorry, yeah. It made Sharon's job harder. There's a reason a lot of people turned it down. People know what's going on. They know you're under multiple investigations. So it's your reality. I told you, enjoy the ride while you got it, because the other side of it, none of us are going to care. You can wear your stupid little t-shirts amongst your friends. But no one's going to validate what you did. So don't seek it from other people. Enjoy your life with your people. Just understand, nobody else in America is going to validate your dirt.
Right. But yeah, this is just the first one. There's another one that I think is probably going to swing a bigger hammer.
And you're right. But to your point earlier about how long it takes, JJ's gone now. It took 3 years for them to even drop a penalty, an actual thing.
Oh, it's all a joke.
Yeah.
It's a glacial pace. The difference with the cheating this year is it was in real time. It was in real time. It wasn't like post-haste discovery.
Right.
Real time. David, we lived in a time this fall where the Big Ten goes to Michigan State and says, hey, the other team might have your place. Mm-hmm. 72 hours for a game. What?
That the Big Ten said, you know what? We're just going to go ahead and suspend you now because you did something. So you can't coach the rest of this season.
But my hope would be, we talk about the length of when they come out, my hope would be, because maybe Harbaugh's gone now, they don't fight it, and it could just happen.
It helps you that he's gone. Yeah. See, make no mistake.
And I got a feeling that a lot of Michigan people won't like Ward Manuel, because I do think that Ward tried to end this a long time ago, walked in there and said, Jim, sign this so we can be done with it. I'm not signing nothing.
Amicus briefs. 248-539-9797. I'm sorry. That was such a good bit. Jim Harbaugh's at his hotel awaiting the ruling of a local court. I'm going, what are we doing here?
And the court was like, Jim, don't do this. Do not do this. Withdraw this case right here, right now, or else we're going to have to expose a lot of things.
Here was the court's reaction when they saw the brief.
F you.
Get back on the bus. NBA play-in tournament. Give you a chance to play and have a good time with a sport that, frankly, is impossible to watch. The NBA is a really impossible sport. The latter stages. At least now, we're going to get something called effort from the players. Very exciting.
Are we, though?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.